Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Ethan. I was hoping you guys could help me out, perhaps.
You know, we've been waiting for you to call, actually.
All day long, haven't we, Nance?
Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear it. So here's
business!
My story.
Business right now. Okay, Ethan, what's up?
So, I have a dog who I love and adore. He's awesome. His name's Oscar. And he got a little sick a few weeks ago, so I took him to the vet. And to my surprise, I met this really hot, funny girl there. She's a vet tech. Her name is Emma. She's kind of awesome. And we started talking. We exchanged numbers, started talking. And we even had a first date, and it went great.
Oh.
Where'd you go on the first date?
Yeah, what'd you do?
We went to TJ Chump's, met her family. It was a really good time. The problem comes in, like, she has kind of disappeared since then, so I'm wondering what's up, like, what happened?
Huh, so you're calling for a second date then, right?
Yeah, I would love one.
Okay.
Did he say he met her family on the first date?
I mean, that's pretty bold.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sounded like
so.
She was invested,
right?
Doesn't it?
To me, yeah.
Okay. See what's up with Emma. We're going to give her a call, okay, in about 10 minutes?
Okay, great. Thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Ethan, you said you met Emma at her work. She's a vet tech, and you take your dog, Oscar, there. What kind of dog is Oscar?
He's a little Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh, so cute.
He's adorable.
Oh, they like run the show, don't they?
They do, and he's super smart. He's like I've got a toddler running around the house. <He's awesome>. Yeah.
All right, well, be real quiet, Ethan. We're going to give him a call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, this is Emma.
Well, hello, Emma. Just who we were looking for, right, Nancy?
Yes. Emma, how are you doing? Are you busy at work today?
I have a minute to chat. You know, what's up?
She don't even know who it is.
Nope. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Yeah, well, we had a guy call us, Ethan, who said you guys went out on a date, met your family. He wants to go on another date.
Oh, and Ethan, yeah, I mean, this is pretty hilarious to me because, like, we actually didn't go on a date, so I'm not sure why he's asking for a second date.
Well, he said you guys went to TJ Chump's and your family came, too. He got to meet all your family.
Yeah.
And now can't get a hold of you.
You got to explain this, girl. I'm not following.
Yeah. So, okay, he came into my work and I was like, cute guy. He had a really cute dog. I'm a vet tech. I'm like, you know, I'll give him my number. Maybe we could meet up. So then we were texting and he's like, what are you up to? And I was like, oh, well, I'm going out to dinner with my family tonight at TJ Chump's. So then we're out to dinner. I'm with my family and 20 minutes later, he just shows up at the restaurant, right? He showed up, he pulled up a chair and he's like sitting at the table. Yes. Asked the waiter for a menu. I could not believe it. I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. He's introducing himself to my parents.
Made himself right at home with family dinner, didn't he?
Are you serious? Did you ask him to come?
Like, I just was casually telling him my plans, and then I'm just at, you know, dinner with my family, and he just shows up.
So you didn't invite him?
No, he's not invited. He ordered like $30 worth of food and just put it on my dad's bill.
How did your family react? I mean, who all was there? Was it a big group? I mean, what did they say?
Yeah, it was like my mom and dad and my brother, and they were just looking around like, who is this? And it was like so crazy. It kind of would have been funny if it wasn't like, it was too weird, you know, because to just text someone like, yeah, I'm going out, and then they're there, like, that's actually pretty weird behavior. So not only does he order food and just slap it like right on my dad's bill, which is embarrassing, then the waiter came by and he's like, does anybody want a to-go box? And my family's like, no. And Ethan is like, yeah, there's half a burger right there. And he takes my mom's half-eaten burger home with him.
I don't know what to say about this.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like the idea that we got, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, it just sounded like a casual dinner date where he met your family.
Don't you guys think it's a little weird to meet the family on the first date?
I did bring that up, yeah.
He wasn't even invited on it.
Hey, well, wait a minute. Look, I'm not a weird guy. I didn't think there was anything weird about this. I thought it was cool that you invited me out to go with your family on our first date. I was like, wow, she's strong and forthright. That's hot. I thought you invited me out. You know, I asked you what you were up to tonight, together, and you were like, I'm going to TJ Chumps. So I was like, oh, okay. I guess I'll go meet you there. I didn't think I was doing something wrong.
Yeah, Ethan, you weren't invited. You just asked me what I was doing. I was just letting you know, like what I was doing. That's like making conversation. That's not an invitation.
What'd you say, Ethan?
A very invitey vibe.
An invitey vibe?
Through a text message?
I mean, didn't you think it was kind of weird that her whole family was kind of just like side-eyeing you? Like, who the hell is this?
I don't know. They were polite. We had a good time. Her mom, you know, leaned in for a kiss on the cheek. So I was like, okay.
Ooh, I don't think she leaned in. I think you leaned in, Ethan.
You took her burger.
The burger thing. The burger was not half eaten. It was cut in half. I took the untouched half.
Don't you think that's a little forward?
You showed up to my family dinner. You took home my mom's half-eaten food. The first time
and you stuck the bill with her dad.
Now.
Oh, yeah, didn't offer to pay? What kind of first date would that be?
It wasn't even a date.
If we go on a date, they're going to pay for it.
He's got a point there, Nancy.
Hold on, though. You're supposed to be dating Emma, not her family.
Well, the family doesn't have to come.
There's enough room in the limo.
See, he knows how this works.
There's enough room in the limo
that we're
for the
supposed
whole
to offer a second date. I mean, Nick, our boss is in here. Do we have to?
Yes.
Okay.
We didn't even have a first date. I need to say this so clearly.
I get it.
Then we offer up a first date, Nancy?
You get it. Ethan doesn't get it.
Hey, Ethan's just out there
Let's
somewhere.
Let's go on a first date then.
Yeah, he doesn't have to pay.
No?
It would be us, right?
I think that's what he's getting at. Yeah, we could send him out in that company limo we talked about earlier, Nancy. And maybe send him to an actual dinner that he's invited to?
I actually think we should send her parents out.
Right?
On
poor
this
people.
Kind of thing. But okay, so for your second first date, you both have to say yes for this to happen.
Yes.
Well, duh.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emma? Yeah, I don't think this is a good idea. I think I've seen enough.
So what are you doing tonight?
Don't answer that,
Don't
girl.
Fall for that again.
No.
I'm having dinner with my family, and I'm not telling you the location.
He's going to check every restaurant in the Miami Valley.
That sounds like a pretty heavy invitey vibe.
Yeah, I just don't think you're getting it. But I'll just say, no date, and you're not invited, Ethan. Please do not come to family dinner.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30.
Second date update.